Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of Employment Matters, brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the world's largest network of labored employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I'm your host, Pete Waltz. Well, today's a special day. It's Tuesday. And on the Employment Matters podcast, that means Travel Tuesday. Each week, we get the chance to dial in our members from all around the world, and they share with us important things that we need to know about doing business in their jurisdiction. Today, we'll be learning more about doing business in Bolivia. I'm pleased to welcome to the show Noelia Sanjiez, associate at Moreno Valdivieso. Noelia, I'm excited to hear more about Bolivia, so let's get started. If you would, give us a background, kind of an overview of the jurisdiction, what we need to know about Bolivia in general.
Thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here with you talking about Bolivia. Geographically, Bolivia is a landlocked country located in the heart of South America, bordered by Brazil to the north and east, Paraguay and Argentina to the south, and Chile and Peru to the west. Bolivia also presents a diverse ecosystem distributed between the Andes, the Chaco, and the Amazon region. At present, the country has 11.4 million inhabitants, ethnically diverse with indigenous communities, mestizos, and European descendants, distributed in 9 cities, being Sucre the capital and La Paz the seat of government. Our predominant language is Spanish. However, 36 indigenous languages have also official status, being Quechua, Aymara, and Guarani the most spoken. The current 2009 constitution established Bolivia as a social, unitary, centralized, and autonomous state with a multi-party system. The president of Bolivia is both head of state and head of government and is elected by popular vote for a 5-year term, with the possibility of re-election for a single period. Bolivia's economy is mostly based on natural resources. The official currency is the boliviano, and the national minimum wage is currently about $300 per month. With an important economic growth, natural resources, and its unique cultural diversity, the country offers investors a platform to expand their business services.
Wonderful. So let's talk about some of those key industries in Bolivia, if we can. You talked a little bit about natural resources in your last remarks. Fill us in more. What other industries, and elaborate on natural resources, if you would.
Yes, Bolivia's key industry mainly rotate around natural resources, as you said, including mining, hydrocarbons, and agriculture. The mining sector, in particular, contributes greatly to the country's economy, with Bolivia being a major producer of tin, silver, zinc, copper, iron, and gold. The main mining deposits include San Cristobal Mine, which is the world's largest open-pit silver mine, the Metun deposit, which is the world's largest iron manganese deposit, and the Salar of Uyuni, which has one of the world's main potassium and lithium reserves. Additionally, hydrocarbons, such as natural gas, play a crucial role in Bolivia's energy sector and export revenue. Bolivia has the second largest natural gas reserve in South America, with exports to Brazil and Argentina being the country's main source of income. On the other hand, in agriculture, products like soybeans, quinoa, and coffee are significant contributors to the economy. Despite some challenge, Bolivia continues to focus on developing and diversifying its industry to promote sustainable growth and economic stability.
So let's talk about some of these companies that come into Bolivia to employ locally, whether they're mining companies or they might be, you know, grocers or food and beverage companies that might want to get access to your coffee. I love Bolivian coffee, by the way. It's one of my favorites. But let's talk about some of the structural issues that companies need to know about when employing folks in Bolivia.
When employing individuals in Bolivia, Peter, it's crucial to consider several structural issues, including labor regulations and the presence and role of unions. Bolivia allows the creation of unions, which plays a significant role in the country's labor scenario. Workers have the constitutional right to organize and join unions to collectively negotiate and improve working conditions. Employers should be prepared to engage with unions and adhere to collective training agreements when they are applicable. Also, Bolivia labor laws provide special rights and protections to workers, such as the right to a safe and healthy work environment, fair wages, and protection against discrimination and unfair treatment. Employers must respect these rights, and they should ensure compliance with labor standards. Additionally, it is common and legally viable practice to celebrate verbal or written contracts for an indefinite term, which should comply with legal requirements and adequately protect the interest of the worker. Also, employers are typically required to make contributions to Bolivia's short-term social security system on behalf of their workers. These contributions fund several benefits, including healthcare, accidents, and maternity insurance. Compliance with these social obligations is essential to avoid penalties and ensure the welfare of workers. In summary, understanding and complying with Bolivia's labor regulation, as well as respecting workers' rights and engaging helpfully with the unions, are critical aspects for employers operating in this country.
So we always ask our members, you know, there's a balance between a country focusing on bringing new business into the country, so they lean more to the pro-business side, versus situations where the employee base, oftentimes driven by unions, drive a lot of the benefits from the employee standpoint, and that again tips the scale more in that favor. So in your opinion, would you say that Bolivia is more pro-business or more pro-employee? What do you think?
That's a very good question, Pete. As a social state, Bolivia emphasizes policies aimed at promoting social justice and protecting the rights of workers. This emphasis on social welfare translates into a wide range of labor regulations that place priority on the rights of workers and seek to ensure fair treatment, adequate wages, health protection, and satisfactory working conditions. These measures align with the principles of social justice and equity guaranteed by the political constitution, leaving employers with a heavier burden, which economically translates into 50% of the business cost for each hired worker. Therefore, based on these facts, we could say that the labor regime definitely is pro-employee.
So that's very interesting. Now that we know that one of your main resources is natural resources, and you also export a lot of that to Argentina and Brazil, which are also bordering with your country, let's talk about cross-border opportunities. I mean, those are obviously natural, easy connections, but there are other countries that you work with, the U.S. and other countries perhaps in Europe, that may be setting up operations there. So I'd like to talk about a few things. One, what are some of the cross-border opportunities within the region? And also, how are immigration standards handled in Bolivia? You know, is it easy to get into Bolivia? Once you're there, can you stay? What kind of programs do you have available for expats? Give us some thoughts on that, if you would.
In Bolivia, the prospects for cross-border business opportunities are influenced by immigration regulations that impact the hiring of foreign workers. In fact, there is a specific requirement such as obtaining the residency visas, presenting documents like the passport, an employment contract with a Bolivian company, a certificate of good conduct, and other documents required by immigration authorities. Also, I should say that Bolivian law limits the proportion of foreign personnel to 15% of the total workforce. This is to balance labor immigration with economic development without compromising the employee opportunities for Bolivian citizens. However, Bolivia recognized the value of attracting overseas talent with specific technical skills, allowing companies to apply for extensions or maybe waivers in order to hire foreign workers if they can demonstrate and justify a really need of these workers. I could say that, in summary, Bolivia seeks to effectively manage the integration of foreign workers into its labor market, promoting fair and sustainable labor development for all citizens.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I've been to Bolivia once, a couple summers ago. I do remember taking a big breath when I got off the plane because there's quite an altitude there. But once I got adjusted to it, one of the most beautiful countries I've ever been in. So this has been a great conversation. Thanks so much for your time, Noelia.
Thanks to you, Pete. It was great sharing this time with you.
If you'd like to connect with Noelia, you can find her bio by clicking on her name in the description of this podcast. Also visit ela.law to receive invitations to our upcoming webinars, download white papers, get access to our on-demand content, or use the ELA's exclusive Global Employer Handbook. Lastly, please download the brand new Employment Law Alliance mobile app and have the power of the ELA in the palm of your hand. You'll find it in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. You've been listening to Employment Matters, a podcast brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the world's largest network of labor and employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I'm Pete Waltz. Thanks so much for listening.